for listening to Just Figuring It Out podcast, and to thank you all listeners for your support. Don't forget to follow the podcast in Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and basically all podcasting platforms. And if you'd like to share some feedback with the podcast, there's always a link to send a voice note on the description box. And just remember, you have to have Spotify or Anchor to be able to send the voice note. Also, you can feel free and send some DM to the Instagram page of the podcast. Also, the link to the Instagram page of the podcast is always at the description box at Just Figuring It Out podcast. Na pia ukisikia podcast imekubamba, nimekuchekesha, you know, my guest wamekubamba, wamekuchekesha, there's an M-Pesa number on the description box. So feel free to send some tunes, you know, to support the podcast, of course. Yes. So yeah, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Hi guys. Welcome back to Just Figuring It Out podcast. It's your host, Kavochi Nadal. I hope you guys are doing good. I'm doing good. I am so, so excited. This is the first time I'm recording and my voice is good. You know, normally when I wake up, my voice is always crunchy. But today, my voice is doing the ting. Oh, thank you, Father. So welcome back to episode 70. This is the April shenanigans. Yes, it's the end of the month. So I'll be doing this, the April shenanigans. So kama kawaida, the April shenanigans, I get to recap my month. And I also get to recap the first quarter of the year since, you know, 4 months in Asia. So yeah, be my guest, guys. Be my guest. So first things first, I think I'll start with events because I've really gone out a countable number of times. Yes, I don't even have a lot of events to talk about. So yes, the first event, I attended my aunt's wedding, Rorasho ni Wakikuyu, what do they call it in Luya? I'm not sure. I really, really enjoyed the wedding. Yani, first of all, my aunt's outfit, you know, so it was a traditional wedding. First, I loved the first outfit, you know, like the first outfit had like majorly wedding dresses in a car. So it was that wedding dress, and then chini was a kitenge. And that was so, so creative. I also loved her second feet. That was so Cinderella-ish. I was just like, girl, you're killing it. She was looking so pretty. And I was just like, go, girl, you got this. Okay, yes. Like, we have a very good relationship with my aunt. I don't even see her as my aunt. I see her as my buddy, you know? Yes. And we danced a lot of isokuti. It was such a lovely wedding. Kai, I literally feel like getting married after this. Yes, so we danced a lot of the isikuti. I think like this was my first time dancing to the isikuti, like in a traditional, you know, manner. It was so, so nice. And you know, one thing about my family, of course, my family is always like a joyful family. Kwanza, my mom's vilona kuanga, kai. They can dance, like they just feel free. They're not always conservativity and this in the society, so I can't do that. They're always free, and it's always a nice time just seeing everyone letting loose, interacting, you know, with each other, because as much as we're family, as a partner, we've really stayed like a long time without interacting. Yes, And I think that really makes sense now that I am an adult. Getting to interact with you people ni ngumu sana. Like, you really get to do that. Yes. So I know my aunt will be listening to this. So I'm so, so happy for you. Oh my God. I literally feel like crying. I'm just happy for the new chapter that she's opening. Though I get to feel like now, hey, the relationship dynamics we have with her, because I joke a lot when I'm chasing, it's gonna change kidogo because now this is someone's wife. Yeah, whatever, you know what I'm saying, you guys. But yeah, I'm so, so happy for her. And I pray that she gets to enjoy this new chapter of life that she has. So yes, that is the first event that I attended. It was such a lovely event, and yeah, it was worth the time. It was worth Easter. Yes. The other event that I attended, and actually it's the last one, was it's not like an event, but you get what I'm saying. I went for the mini golf, whatever. Is it, will I say like a mini golf? Oh, no, yeah, I went for like a mini golf thingy in Village Market. It's very, very affordable. It's actually 600 shillings and it's unlimited. So, okay, when I say it's unlimited, uneza rudia tena, uneza rudia kucheza. So you can also the 18 courses you like done. So the mini golf for Kathini, I don't know if it's called the mini golf course, but I think like course nizo, now the levels, I think so. So like there are 18 levels, and in each of the 18 levels kuna obstacles. Yes. It was really fun. I was with my friends, had a nice time. Then I went back home. Yes, I really don't think like I have like intense information about that day. Yeah, I know I'm usually a deep person, but not today. So yes, that is the other thing. So basically from there, I'll just be recapping the whole first quarter of the year. Yes. Yeah, actually akuna events this April because I mean I'm struggling with my books. Yes, I've had exams, but they've finally come to an end. So now I'm basically I just want to rest, you know, I just want to rest, watch movies and do all those kind of stuff. So yes. So I'll get straight into the other things. The book of the month. And yes, in the last episode, I said that the book I'm reading is a spiritual book. I was given as a gift. And the book is called like The Basic Truths for Living Right. It's by Niyi Abimola. So basically the book like just has nuggets of things, like the things that they talk about is like, you know, staying on the track, minding what you think, right, corruption, what you say is what you are, you know, such kind of things. And okay, an honest trivia about the book. I love the fact that the book is straightforward. You know, in a story, it's straightforward. It's a very nice book if you'd like to, like, grow your relationship with God. And the fact that it is short, it doesn't bombard you with a lot of information, you know. It's a really Nice book. I'll recommend it. Yeah. Though now, because I got it as a gift, I don't know where you can get it. Yes. But mnyongeleshe vizuri. Yes. So I am very, very happy. I said one of the things that I want to do is like gift myself books. Gift myself a book every month, and I've done that consistently, and I'm so happy with myself. Like, I feel so accomplished. I'm like, good girl, good girly. You know, and what makes me feel good is the fact that, you know, I'd set a goal and I've achieved it, you know. Yes. So every month I get to recap this book in the podcast. So if this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, you can just go to all the shenanigans that you've seen, like the February shenanigans, March shenanigans, this shenanigans. I get to talk about the books that I've read. Yes. I think it's very, very nice to read like books. Yes. Because one thing I think I've gotten from all this reading of books, one, my speed has increased, like nasoma haraka. And then two, like I've gotten to nature my mind. I've gotten to like grow my mindset. You know, just like change pole. Yes. I think that is really, really nice. I think basically, as a person, you know, you should grow yourself. Even if it's reading books, or maybe you get to listen to a podcast, or you get to listen to content that expound your knowledge on other thing. It's a nice thing. It's something that you should do. Yes. And basically, I think the books that I have read, okay, three were self-help, and the other one was autobiography. Again, guys, difference autobiography and biography ni gani? Because I know one book is written by that person, the author is the person who's experiencing life, and the other one is somebody writing about somebody. So yeah, I'll confirm. Gani nyigani. Again, these things just confuse me. I do not know why. Yes. So that is one accomplishment that I feel so proud of. Yes. Tendele na yu mwendo. Ivo. Yes. The other thing that I want to talk about is the fact that I talked about UAPRX training. Yes. I'm not yet done with it. No, like, nasoma tu pole, as I get to internalize whatever is being stated. Yes. And on regards to that, nataka kurudi Pop Sound School. Yes, I know I talked about this, you know, the fact that now, like, nimemaliza na exams, I cannot get to channel my energy in some other things, you know. Yes. So I had to go back to Pop Sound School. Like, I feel I've really neglected, you know, Pop Sound School, like, for a year or so. Yeah. When I got a hang on things, I was like, man, and I know how to do this and that. And I even forgot to like search for like knowledge and whatever, because I mean, I now know what I'm doing. Like, I now I had acquired all the knowledge that I wanted, but now I think like this is something that should be regular. Like, anytime Pops on School posts a video, I should be able to watch it. Yes, I should be able to watch it and just understand. Yeah, watch it and just understand whatever is being said and incorporate that in my podcast. Yes, And I really learned a lot from Pop Sound School, being on a skier. From them is when I learned how to like have an intro, how to do an intro, how to have an outro. Yes, like to structure my podcast, to like always take mini notes. I really learned a lot from them, and I'm just grateful. Any good skill you see me right now with, I got it from Pop Sound School. Yes. And if there's any podcaster who's listening to this, or any aspiring podcaster that's listening to this, Pop Sound School is the school for you. It's a really nice school, and it teaches you about editing, it teaches you about anything about podcasting. And yes, so I want to go back to Pop Sound School, and I think I'll be sharing with you guys some little integrities that I'm getting from them. Yes. But yeah, as I said, early anniversary, also myself, when I get to grow to Vizuri, I want to have, like, you know, just something similar, like a program or like a guide for people. And what's always nice, and what I think what is always good and effective, is learning from somebody who has been there. You know, it's better to learn from somebody who's there, because that person has experienced whatever they're talking about, than just learning from a stranger from nowhere. Yes. So that is that. The next thing that I've really done, I remember at the beginning of the year, that December shenanigans, I was saying the way this year I want to always be smart. And when I meant smart, is like always to take care of how you dress, because that thing of you'll be addressed or how you dress, yes. Because I'm those people when, okay, I always choose by the outfit of the day before, to allow me more time to prepare the following day. Because I kid you not, nikichagua hiyo nguo in the morning, I'll be late, you know. And I also think it's just a certain type of order, nikilala nikikama nimejua ni nguo gani nimevaa navaa nimeipasa, and all that stuff is just, it's just awesome. Yes. So as I was saying, I used to be that person where kama hiyo jioni sisikii vizuri, I'll just wear anything. And I'm going to school, I was even going to work, and I really don't care. I really don't care what people say about me. That's a problem. That's an issue to carry. That's not my own, you know. But this year I said, I want to change that. Not that I care about what people think about me or say with what I wear. But for me, I just wanted to change, because I always feel good when I look good. Yes, it's that simple, you know. Yes, yeah, so I was like, on a daily basis, I always want to look good. So since I go to work, like, you know, Monday to Friday, so like I have a certain type of dress code, yeah, that identifies me. Yes. So basically, it's just simple, you know. My style is simple. I wear like official trousers, but mine are not official trousers. What are the name of these trousers? Palazzo. Yes, I love palazzo. Do I love palazzo, or I own a lot of palazzo trousers? Either of the two. Like, yeah, I have a lot of palazzo trousers and some official trousers, and I have a lot of like official shirts and chiffon shirts, yeah, and kimono, and that's basically my style. Oh my god, I love my kimonos. Gosh, what are you guys? I'm looking for I'm looking forward towards like expanding my kimono collection, because I think Nova kimono sana, Yes, so I think like I need to expand it, but I'm looking for like a good classy black blazer, because there's an event that I was to attend. I still got a black blazer. Like I literally had the other things apart from a black blazer, and I was like, I'm not gonna attend because what if I don't have a black blazer? Should I embarrass myself? Okay, yes, I have black things. Black. Okay, there's something that is black. But I don't know. It doesn't meet whatever I'm looking for. Like, I'm looking for a black blazer that nirefu kidogo. The blazers that I have a gray one. I have another one that is kind of brown and checked. Yes, but that wouldn't have worked. And then the other thing that I want to do, I really want to try wearing red lipstick. Yes. I think there's this really one girl in TikTok. She's a Kenyan. Is it Auntie Becky or Auntie Becky something? Yes. She's actually slightly darker than I am. Yeah, I'm chocolate. Mimi mzungu. So she's slightly darker than I am, and she wears a red lipstick. And man, I look at her and I'm just like, girl, you're pretty. You're wearing that red lipstick. It's Zuri. Yes. I know. And you know, for me, the reasons on why I don't like wear lipstick. And I've talked like a Nigerian lipstick. The reason why I don't wear like the red lipstick to be specific is because I feel that the red lipstick works good on darker complexions. Yeah, I know, not me here discriminating others, but yeah, imagine I've tried red lipstick on. I just feel like I look like a small devil with that red lipstick. I'm like, Nadel, Toyogeto. I know something funny. My mom is darker than I am. Yes. And she applies lipstick here red, lipstick here purple. And she looks good. So I think it's just me and Konayo perception. Yes. I think it's just me that has that perception that I look bad. So lipstick is the only type of makeup that I'm willing to try. But just to figure out your eyebrows, I mean, my mom has been convincing me like forever. You don't kunywa eyebrows. Stop kunywa yote. Kidogo tu. My name's Chana. Fuck on eyebrows, but I'm like, hey. No, thank you. I think I'm just okay. I'm not a makeup type of person. It's not that at all. Need to natural or any other thing. I mean, no, I'm just, it's just not an issue. It's not something that excites me the same way that I tell my friends that I don't think that buying a car will be the first thing I'll do at any given what amounts in the world. You know, I'd rather do other things like buy land, have the most beautiful home ever anyone has ever seen, you know, such kind of stuff, than buy a car. A car is not a priority to me, to be honest. The same way makeup is not a priority of me. So me see them natural, because I really hate guys who are like, hey, napenda anything natural, no makeup, no meaning. Guy, just shut up. What do you mean? Just shut up. Let me see team natural. Yeah, that loud and clear. I just don't like makeup. Yes. And that regards, okay, my lips are so cracked. My sister linyanganya my lip balm. Out on our ganga, but you absolutely blam. It is bad. I don't know what it will take me in a Chinese lip balm. I really, really, really love them. This was the absolute. This was a 50 bob. Yes. That's my type, you know. I think that that deals with my lips vizuri. Nakwanga na shida ya tinota kwanga na shida ya lips. My lips really crack, and when I was small I used to have like this tendency ya kituka makuma makucha kwa nomanga makucha. I think like you kuma makucha, I just picked it up from my mom. Yes, because whenever my mom is stressed, alauma makucha, ama she like bites plastics. Yes, I yunishima kusema mangu sinyangu. So I was saying, kwa mdogo, nikuwa na, na lambanga lips yangu. Because I think there's somebody in my surrounding mwenye alikuwa nafanya hivyo. And I just picked it from that person. So yeah, kwa na lambanga lips. So at least siku hizi, silambi lips. Aki nimetoka mbali. I've really dropped those bad habits that I had when I was growing up. I'm so proud of myself, Nada. You've done yourself good. So yeah, so for me, I think, and then when I got to use Izoma Absolute, I'm just that sticky, colorless lip balm, it deal with my dry lips. Like right now, I'm just using Vaseline Junior Nanganywa lip balm yangu. I haven't gotten an opportunity to go and buy one, but I think I'll make opportunity to go and buy one. I've got an opportunity to go and buy one. So, lips yangu ime crack. Lips yangu haisiki Vaseline. Lips yangu haisiki ati shea butter ama nini. I think the more I apply it as my Vaseline, the more it gets worse. So yeah, I'm really looking for, but I've tried this Joanna K cosmetic lip balms. And it's not funny kazi. Yeah. I think I still need a lot of convincing. Yeah, chani with my babies. So that's that. I think I've talked about almost everything. Yes. I think the other thing that I like to talk about is vitamin C. Yes. So the vitamin C that I've been using actually imekaka hadi nashuku kama may expire jamini. So I've used that vitamin C for 2 years now. Yes, niletewa with a friend of my mom. Yes. Now okay, because pale nililetewa haipatikani ya Kenya, that vitamin C, and it's really nice. I love the fact that ilisikizana na skin yangu. You know, I didn't have an issue with it. And then, you know, I always don't like experimenting with things on my face because nikiwanga si mdogo sana. I think when I was like around 14 and whatever, my mom was trying to any my skin, have a remedy for my skin. I have like pimples, like in a specific area. Kwa forehead yangu peke yake ndio na pimples. But my mom says it is hereditary. Tushafanya nini jamani? So yes. So I used to use like, we tried a lot of stuff. Kwanza tulianzanga na fair, because then fair was a thing. Like unajipaka fair. Very rich girl, you can talk about fair, you know. We tried fair didn't work with me. Okay, we tried a lot of stuff, you know. And then nilikanga ikoma status we people meet with you, and I think that I'll just have a whole episode to talk about this. People meet with you and you're like, you should try this. And say, "Mona feels smooth." I'm like, just shut up. Don't tell me anything. You know, yes. For me, I think ilifika point, I was just like, oh my God. What you don't need? Okay, it was not an issue. I think my mom was making it to be like an issue. Yeah. Personally, for me, I don't think it's always an issue. I'm just like, okay, I have pimples. So, but I think like my surrounding, like my mom or just people around me, because I'm trying to be, hey, na nini yako imeclear, face yako imeclear, ama mtu mwingine aniambie like, we, na siku na pimples. And I'm just like, okay, fine, niko nazo, what should I do about it? Yeah. I'm digressing. But I should have an episode to talk about that. So then I tried using now shea butter, turmeric, and black soap. Yeah. And now I think like my skin has been responding better than it was. And I think the fact that every evening I get to wash my face, which I think it helps. So I also got to try Gani. It's called the dark spot corrector. Yes, it's called the dark spot corrector. It's a cream that I just use at night. Okay, it's a day cream. It's a day and night cream. Yes, but I can't use it during the day, because it's a creamy white. Usiku ina parara, so I'm just like, I can't go outside at any parara. So I use it at night. And I kid you not, the first time, niliacha. I was just telling my mom, hey, itu inaniwasha. I'm like, hey, ifu inafaa kukua, because it's something new. So before Gani iskizane na skin yangu, ilikuwa inaniwasha. And I ifika to point, I think for like a week or two, ikashika to laini vizuri. And I think I've been using it for almost a year. August ikifika ndakuwa nimemark my first anniversary with Kanye. Yes. So, kini kuna story mingi before I get to the main point. So basically I was saying I want to try vitamin C ya Kanye. Yes, I'm very comfortable with trying product ya Kanye because I've used the dark spot corrector and I've seen what it has done to my face. Like, it has really helped my face. So I want to try that. I would have asked you guys munipatie na like vitamin C's that you've tried. But I think I'm going to be very skeptical. I'm very skeptical of the type of products natumianga kwa uso yangu because I just don't want to introduce anything or everything to my skin. Because I also want to be sensitive. When your skin is it's something that we should protect. Now, see, to me, like many other products, you know, introducing a lot of chemicals to your bodies. Yeah. So I think I'll be comfortable using the Kanye. Yes. Actually, that's the one product that I really love. Yes. I have really talked a lot. So yes, onto the last thing that I wanted to talk about. The shows that I've watched currently, I'm watching The Real Housewife of Nairobi. I mean, the drama. I love it. So niko nikiwatch kwa TikTok those small snippets, and I'm like, Kai, I need to watch the whole thing. So I've gotten hold of it. Nataka kuanza tena. But now because I watch snippets, I know what's gonna happen. You know. Yeah. In that show, I really love Mine. Yeah, like she's authentic. I love her vibe. And she's just, you know, she's a good soul. I love Mine and Dr. Is it Catherine? Catherine. Yeah, Dr. Catherine. She's also good. Like, they're just authentic. Maneno mingi. You get, yes. The person I don't like is, and I feel that she's not being authentic, is Sonal. Because there's no way you get to fight with a person, then the following week an akwalika event and you're like, I'm going to attend because I'm not a bad person. Oh, come on, shut up. Hapo kidogo niliona walituchenga, you know. But it's really nice. Yes, I think now Kenyans are in a place where tuko karibu kufikia South Africa kidogo tu. I have watched The Second Family. Yeah, I think you guys umeona ikiwa advertised.
Ziko Showmax, by the way.
I think Showmax has good shows kwanza wa Kenya. So outside, I've watched what's the name of this show again, guys? Sorry, The Second Family. It's a series, so it's a really nice one. Second Family is about a man that has two families. Now, this other family, they know the man as a rich guy, he's a billionaire, and all that. And this other family, they don't know their dad like that. Yes, so najua tu baba yao is just you know, a regular man. Struggling to make, you know, ends meet. Yeah, until that's not the case, then we have this girl from the second family. She comes to the first family because aliachia kampuni. Yes, and all these things are done, and hizo vitu zote zikishafanyika, you know, we have later on. Because whatever for the episodes, the girl is like, I wish I should have listened to you, mom, because, you know, like, I wish that angesikiza mama yake, because the mom was telling her that you don't want to go to the city is not a good place, but hakuwa nasikia. Yeah, so I think I really urge you guys to support Kenyan content. Kama hiyo Second Family, Real Housewife of Nairobi, Single Kiasi. They really have like good content, like content and, you know, makes sense. To karibu kufikia South Africa. Yes, God willing. Yes, but it's really nice. I really enjoyed Second Family kabisa. So yeah, that was today's episode. Thank you guys for listening. See you next time.